The Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus is one of the top gay men's choruses in the country. Now under the direction of Dr. Stan Hill, it celebrates its 30th anniversary.
Started in 1981, a bunch of guys got together and wanted to sing. One of the most important things about a gay men's chorus is it was felt right from the beginning that it would give the men of the chorus an opportunity to express themselves that they were not having in other forms of performance or expression. I like to use the phrase, if we don't tell our story, who will? So right from the beginning, one of the most important things we found out that there wasn't a lot of TTBB music, tenor, baritone, bass. And so we started commissioning our own music. That's one of the great legacies of the Gay Men's Chorus is that we have now, after 30 years, compiled an incredible collection of music that tells our story from our perspective, music that we have commissioned. The whole idea of men's singing is you can use that with different kinds of accompaniments, such as what we're doing for Christmas with the bell choir, or if we have a guest, generally I bring in a soprano, because the soprano and the men's chorus really have a nice timbre, a nice texture. And of course, this year we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of our accompanist, Timothy Dupre, and he is a great accompanist and one of the most beloved people in the whole organization. His contribution to the musicality of the organization is absolutely amazing.
I love the piano. I love the piano. I love to hear somebody play upon the piano.
The Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus is not only known for its beautiful singing and gorgeous harmonies, but also for its contributions to and interactions with community organizations. Marketing and Development Manager Christopher Tykelo talks about the community involvement.
The chorus has had the opportunity to partner with a lot of organizations over its history. For example, when we performed through Glass Darkly, which was a new commission of ours in 2008, we partnered with a number of agencies that helped people with issues of addiction. Organizations like Hazelden, Pride Institute. And then we've also reached out into the community, and we really try and pick a partner for each one of our productions and try and do something for that organization. So, for example, we've held serial drives for Open Arms of Minnesota the last few years. We've encouraged our audiences to bring items for holiday baskets for the Aliveness Project. We've also worked with Avenues for Homeless Youth over the last couple of years, encouraging our audience members to bring toiletries and personal care items for the youth. So we've had a lot of opportunities to partner with a lot of really wonderful, great organizations in this community.
The 30th anniversary celebration will span three concerts. Our December concert, which we combine with the Bells of the Lakes Bell Choir under the direction of Bill Mathis. So what we've done is we've commissioned him to do holiday music with bell choir accompaniment. Plus, we'll have our friend Lola Watson as a guest star. Our spring concert is going to be called Ole Ole Ole, where we collaborate and partner with the larger Twin Cities Latino community, and we'll be having a whole exploration of Latino music, which is some of the most wonderful music ever written. Our Pride concert is going to be called Let's Hear It for the Boys, and it's an exploration of boy bands and groups that are made up of guys, and it's just going to be a fun presentation. So we've got an exciting 30th anniversary concert season planned.
I think that one of the amazing things about the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus is the fact that this is a group that has broad appeal. I'm sure that there are moments when someone says, well, the Gay Men's Chorus, well, what's in that for me? Why do I want to go see one of their performances? And I think that what we do touches people in such a universal way. While we may be telling the stories of the GLBT community, anyone can find something in what we're singing about and say, oh, I can relate to that.
This is Dixie Trichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.